the Sunday Satsang, March, first session of March. So, any question?
Yes. Can you get over near you? Yeah, I want to. If you tell us about Holi, just I'm sure that this question has been asked before, but it's.
Well, holy. What's holy? Question about holy. The question has not so many times been asked before. Maybe, but I can't remember. But what I can, because there's an interplay here of the Nitya Leela of Bhagavan, and then the Naimittic Leelas of human beings and devas and devis. There's oftentimes an overlapping. Which came first? Obviously, Krishna's leelas came first because there's no came. There's no came. There's no came, and there's no went. They're nitya. They're eternal. Right now, Krishna's playing holy. And when you look out your window, or you look in some country, and there's snow all over the ground, and freezing winds blowing, and right then, Krishna's also playing holy. Not there, but in the other dimension, in the spiritual dimension. So holy, as we can see, it's a feature of Krishna's pastimes. It's play. Krishna's a very playful, dear Lalita Nayak, very playful hero. And it's just fun. Everybody grows up. Kids like to fill up balloons with water, called water balloons, and then they throw them at each other and they go, psh! And so we have the idea of interacting with each other. Or even in Western comedy, sometimes somebody makes a cake, and then a cream cake, and then they put it somebody's face. And that's not very nice, but there's supposed to be some humor in that, to get a cake in your face, you know. It's like, you know, so the idea, it's just the interaction. So there's Jal Keli. It's like a game, like kids play. You see in the village, the kids are playing so many games together. Tag, they call it kabaddi kabaddi. Kabaddi kabaddi. It's where you chant this phrase, kabaddi 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 kabaddi. And then it's called tag. We call it tag. And one guy says, okay, you're kabaddi. So kabaddi, this is a Hindi game. So then everybody runs. He has to hit somebody. Then he becomes kabaddi. So he goes, kabaddi, 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 and everyone's running, and then he touches them, and then they wrestle. So these kind of interactive sports. So holy is, what we see is holy is naimittic, even in Krishna's Leela, it's occasional. They celebrate spring this way, because in the winter, in spring, so many flowers blossom. There's so many flowers are blossoming, and there's chandan. If you read the actual holy colors, they're nothing to do with all these bright colors of chemical powders that we see. But holy is all natural things. It's all kunkum and haldi, and they take the mandris and sakis. They have to prepare for holy months in advance. During the parijat flower season, we call parijat har shringha, a little white flower with an orange stem, and a little like brahmachari saffron stem, little white. It comes in rainy season, parijat, called parijat. So they collect those flowers, and then they dry them in the hot suns, and then on the rooftops or whatever their palace is, and then they collect them into bags and make powder. And they make a very nice yellow powder. And there's one dried berry, it's called gulal, and gulal is red color, it's kind of red. So they collect all these natural dried berries and sandalwood and all these, you know, powders. And then they mix them with water, and they put them in a squirt gun, like we used to have squirt guns. And you have a little pistol. Psh, psh, psh. So that's just a takeoff on a pitchkari. Pitchkari is just a big syringe, you know, like you give a shot in your arm, but you give a shot. You go to Nandagaon. When you go to Nandagaon, there's maybe tomorrow or something, 8th or it's before, it's usually around Nomi or Ostami. 12th is Ekadasi. No, 12th is Purnima. Maybe it was today, I don't know. Then the Barsana holy starts, then Nandagram holy next day. And these pujaris, they have like 3 feet, 4 feet long, about 3 inches in diameter. These pitchkaris, and they have these big vats of color. And they, and you're coming up the stairs, it's like assaulting the palace or something. They're all standing here, they're all bundis, and they have turbans on. And they have these bundis, you know, these way these tied on the side. And everyone's coming out. And it's like, it's a war, it's a holy war. They call it a holy war, H-O-L-I, holy. And of course, it's a celebration of Radha and Krishna. It's boys and girls. It's not just a Madhurya Leela. It's more like friendly Leela. It's Madhurya mixed and Sakya and everything. Dasya, all rasas mixed together. Because the mandris are filling up the syringes, and that's kind of Dasya Rati, like servitude to Radharani. Then some servant boys, they're filling up the syringes for Krishna and Sri Dama Subal. And so they're having a big fight. And some devotees, some of the Parishads are playing instruments. So it's a celebration of spring, because after the winter, everything is kind of repressed and kind of, you know, winter is like winter. Vasant is like Vasant. The wind blows in a different direction. Now the flowers are starting to blossom. New leaves are coming. So then they bring, and all the fields, whole Braj is colored with a bright yellow-green color. This is Sorso full, the mustard flowers. So they say that even Braj enters the mood of holy, because all these are flowering now. They flower from now until the end of this month, and then they get dry in the summertime, then they harvest them, you know, from the heat. Seeds come from the flowers. So holy, what I understand is holy is a celebration of love, is a celebration of spring, and it's going on every day. Every day they play holy at Radhakund, and every day seems like a new holy. And it's just, you know, there's a game, and usually games have some kind of wager or stake. Like there's a winner and loser, like the game of life, you know. Life itself is a game. There's a winner and a loser. The loser is the one who takes rebirth. And the winner is the one that gets liberated. So the winners are few. The losers are many. The winners are few. The losers are many. Most people lose. But in holy, like, you can win or lose. So usually Krishna loses. Because he's only one, and the gopis are many. Although he has a lot of cheerleaders, but he's only one fighter. And some of the coward boys are also helping him. But actually, I got confused with Jal Kaili. And Holy Leela, I don't remember who wins. I don't know if anybody wins. Because in Holy Leela, when you see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described, they were fighting, you know, they're fighting with colors, and then they're, you know, all they got, when the gopis' bodies get all drenched with colors, and then they look so beautiful through their clothes, and then Krishna loses his interest in playing holy. Then other leelas come after that. So the holy is a grand celebration. It's all prema, it's all exchange of love, and it's pure, and it's a pure transcendental leela to celebrate spring, Vasant. Holy comes every year in Vasant at this time. It starts on Vasant Purnima, Vasant Panchami, and ends on Gaur Purnima. In Braj Mandal, it's a 40-day celebration. They celebrate for 40 days. There's so many songs in Braj Bhash, and of course in Bengali and Hindi, describing the holy leela. And basically the boys and girls, they fight together. And sometimes they catch, Madamangal comes, and then they catch him and they douse him with colors. You know, the gopis catch Madamangal because he's spying to see how many gopis there are. And then he goes back to Krishna and he's all beat up and drenched with colors. And he said, oh no, Krishna, we can't, we should call off this holy game, this holy war, this holy battle, because there's hundreds and hundreds of gopis, and they're heavily armed with pitchkaris, and they have these flower bombs. They take some shellac, natural shellac, some kind of bark, very thin bark from a tree, it's called shellac. And then they stuff it with powder, or they stuff these powders inside, it becomes like a hand grenade. You know, a hand grenade? It's called flower bomb, and it's like a baseball or a softball. It's like a softball, and it's full of colors. and it's covered with shellac. It's like a thin paper cover. And when you throw it, it goes through the air, and the friction of the air melts the shellac, and then for it, it's like an incendiary bomb or some kind of bombs they drop now from airplanes, and they go, little particles go all over the place and kill everybody or whatever, some demoniac thing. But a flower bomb, they throw it up in the air, and then it comes, showers down like, you know, tons of colors, like instead of a rain shower, it's a color shower of pink or blue or green. And so so Madhavanga said, forget it, they have all these sachets. The gopis have these big sachets tied on their sari, in their waist, like this, you know. And that sachet, they have all this powder, and then stuck in their waist, you know. In their waist, they have like their AK-47, you know. They have their pitchkari, and then have on their back, they have a little rucksack with all these flower bombs, you know. So they're heavily armed. The gopis are heavily armed. You know, they have these pitchkaris, they have these flower bombs, boom. Then they have. So we should run back to Nandagram before they finish us. And he says, "Come back here, you stupid! You know, you Batu." So they start playing their drums. They have these special drums for Holi. They play by hand. You know, you see in the paintings. And they have in the Sangam Giraj. They play every evening. You have, and they go pop, pop, pop like this. And they go like this. Ta, pop, pop. Ta 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 ta. You see? They go like this. Like they do with the mridanga sometimes, those hot shots. They go ta 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 ta. So they do this on the drum. So that's Krishna's Leela. It's every day in Radhakund and the six seasonal forest when they come. Again, it's a spring Leela. Whether it's every day in spring. Where in spring? In the Vasant Ritu. There's six different seasons in Radhakund. And all the kunjas, and when it goes for spring season, they enter there, and it's springtime. And springtime means holy. So every day it's holy because every lila is eternal. So every day, every moment, every lila is going on somewhere in some spiritual dimension. And that's why when you meditate here, if I'm meditating on holy, and if I have the purity of consciousness, and I have the depth of prema necessary to enter there, I can leave this realm, I'm in my kutir in Radhakund, and I can travel and I can enter there. Leela Pravesh, I can take part in holy. I'm feeling Vishaka's pitchkari or Ruti Manjari's or, you know, whatever. Or I made a whole bunch of bombs and I'm bringing my supply of bombs to them, flower bombs. I'm mixing up a batch of colors. And so many nice meditations you can think. So then when you come back, if you're Srinivas Acharya or you're Siddha Krishnadas or some of these great devotees in Bhakti Ratnakar, Srinivas Acharya, you come back and there's colors on your Bhavaji, on your dhoti, on your lungi and your an amazing fragrance. Because that dimension, it's everywhere. You can be in that dimension by the power of consciousness. So now that's in Krishna's, on the Krishna level, the adhyatmic, the transcendental level. But on our level, we see in the Puranas, they describe about some personality of the name Holika. Holika. Holika is supposedly the sister of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is the father of Prahlad. So Holika, like Hiranyakashipu, he had so many mystic cities and mystic powers. So Holika, she had the power of Anima City. She becomes smaller than the smallest. She become like invisible, and then she also had the power. She could not be burned. Like you see in Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, it says the soul cannot be withered by the wind. The soul cannot be withered by the wind, moistened by the fire, moistened by the water, or burned by the fire. The soul, the body, too much wind, you wither away. Too much water, you drown. Too much fire, you burn up. But the soul is nitya, is not affected. So she had the power, she could go on the fire. So it's told in the Puranas that Holika, Hiranyakashipu, tried in so many ways to kill Bhakta Prahlad with elephants and snakes and poison and throwing him off of mountaintops and in every possible way to kill their Vaishnava son, Prahlad. So someone suggested his to make a big fire, a big bonfire. So then they make a big bonfire, and that's on the evening of Purnima. Sometimes they do it the day before. But an evening of what we call Gaur Purnima, they call Holy Purnima. And it's supposedly holy is it there, that Holy Purnima is called Holy Purnima. It's a full moon. For us, we say it's Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, Gaur Purnima. But in India, they say Holy Purnima. Because tradition has it that Holika, Hiranyakashipu, he delegated his sister to kill Prahlad on this particular day. So she took Prahlad in her arms and she said, let's go, we'll go through this fire. So they went through the fire. But Agni Dev is the lord of the fire. He's the Ishwar of fire. Agni, that's his Shakti, Shaktiman. So flames and sparks and all these flames of fire, that's his energy. And he's Agni Dev is a golden bodied devata. And he's a servant of Lord Vishnu. So Agni Dev, this Holika, had done tremendous tapasya and austerity to please Agni Dev. And Agni Dev gave her a mystic city that she would not be burned by fire, because she pleased the god of fire. So if you, just like we worship, if you please Mukunda, Mukunda means the god of liberation in one level. Only Vishnu can give liberation. So Mukunda is a name for Vishnu or Krishna, and has its other meanings also. So we're doing tapasya and austerity to worship the giver of liberation from birth and death. So Vishnu or Krishna or Ram, they can give us mukti, Mukunda. Mukti da. Da means to give, and mukti means liberation. So we don't want to have the power to walk through fire. We want to have the power to step on the head of death and go to the spiritual world. We don't want to deal with earth, water, fire, air, ether. What to speak of mind, intelligence, and false ego. We're done with that. We've had enough of that. We would like to part company with our material minds and say goodbye to our rational intelligence and annihilate under the elephant of pure bhakti, under the feet of the elephant of pure bhakti, annihilate once and for all our false ego. Lobh, puja, and pratishtha. I did this. I built this temple in Croatia. I did this with my own hands. And I made this column. And I made that column. And I built this Tulsi house. And I made this door. Acha? I wrote these books. You know, I wrote 10 books in Hindi. I wrote 27 books in English. You know, and, oh, you're big. Yeah, I'm big. You know, I'm so big. Dr. Frog. Oh, you're Dr. Frog. I'm also Dr. Frog. No, I'm bigger Dr. Frog. I'm Dr. Frog, PhD, XYZ, DDD, Germany, PPP, London, XYZ, Hong Kong. I'm very big Dr. Frog. So we can leave all this behind by becoming pure devotees of Radha and Krishna. So Holika had this power from Agni, but she didn't know the power of Vishnu Bhakti. And she didn't know the power of the pure devotees like Bhakta Prahlad. Because pure devotees, the Lord, they have all the austicities. They have all the austicities fully developed. And they can utilize any of these cities at will by the mercy of God. So when Holika picked up Prahlad to take him through the fire on the evening before, on Chaturdasi night. On Chaturdasi night, Shukla Chaturdasi night, around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, this Holika snatched Prahlad and he took him through a big bonfire. But what happens, Agni saw, oh, wait a minute, this is my Lord Vishnu, this is his Bhakta. And this lady is trying to kill him. So I'm going to trance. I gave this power that anyone who has this power will not be burned up. But this person is a demoniac person, Holika. She's going against Vishnu's bhakta. So Konteya pratijanihi name bhakti pranashiti. Krishna tells in Gita, my devotee, Konteya name bhakti pranashiti. Prana, nash, nash means to destroy, nash. Prana means energy, life, power, existence. So the devotee is never destroyed. So Agni Devi, he thought, I will transfer this power of fireproof, being fireproof, from Holika to Prahlad. So Holika was taking Prahlad with a fire, and she burned up. It's nice, she got cremated holding onto a Vaishnava. And then Prahlad walked out the other side, you know, singing and dancing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the story of Bhakta Prahlad and Holika. So now that's the day before. So Holika, she represents in the Vedic tradition, what I understand from living in North India and Braj, she represents sin personified, like pap, aga. Aga means sin, A-G-H-A. The word aga means sin. Agasura means the sinful demon. The snake is aga. Aga means sin. So the word sin, aga, means sin, agasura. As his name, but the word itself means, aga means sin, lots of sins. So now you see here in the villages, especially they make in any chorai, wherever the four roads come together, where there's some space, they'll do it over here on 11th night. And I didn't know what, I thought it was some kind of, I don't know what, I thought they were going to, they're burning up somebody. I didn't know what was going on. Because they beat all kinds of drums, they set off all kinds of firecrackers, and they make all kinds of sounds, how, how, and they shout. And then on Chaturdasi night, right before Gaurapranim day, they make an effigy, they make a statue of Holika. It looks like she's black, she make black face, and she looks like the old murti they had of Jatila, and Yavatgram. Years and years ago, I think they got new ones. On the side, when you go and take darshan on Yavatgram, you see Radha Yavat Bihari. You know, in Yavatgram, there's Radha Yavat Bihari. Have you ever been there in the Griha, Garbha Griha? And then there's a door coming in there. There's an entrance this way, and some doors coming into the darshan room in front of the deities. Then there's like a little outside on the left-hand side. There's a little closet. Looks like a closet where you keep a few brooms or something. It's about, you know, about 2 feet deep. It's, you know, there's a door, and about 2 feet deep, and little closet. And in there, there's three murtis in there. There's three murtis. I haven't been a long time. One is of Jatila, one is Kutila, and one is Abhimanyu. And when I went there, you know, years ago, it's been 10 years or so, as I remember. They were just made of some, you know, clay and straw, you know, like old-fashioned murtis, clay and straw. And the arm was broken off one, and nose was broken off the other one. And one had a black face, and the paint was all faded. And the clothes they had on were from about 150 years ago, all tattered. And I asked Bajoria, I said, "Who is that?" He said, "Oh, that's Hasan of Radharani, Abhimanyu, and that's her mother-in-law, and that's her sister-in-law." I said, "What are they doing over there? They don't look like they're in very good shape." He said, "Nah, we don't pay much attention to them." So, when I'm thinking of this Holika Murti, I'm thinking of this Abhimanyu. He has a black face, I think so. After he has black, you know, like black. Krishna is also, but he's a ugly black. So she looks like that, and then they tie a rope around her neck, and then they drag her down the street. Now and everyone's chasing her, beating, like they're beating cymbals, or they take some tali. They have a tali, you know, the eating tali, and they take a stick because they're kids in a village. Kids, bang, 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 bang. You know, and they're coming down the street and are chanting all these stuff, all these mantras. And then they had, it's huge, about 25 feet high, huge fire of all gober. There's no trees, you know. So then they drag her around, as I've seen. They take her brikkum around the fire, and then they And then they go, poof, and they throw her inside, and she burns up, and everybody goes, Haribol, Haribol, and it's all going on around midnight. When I first heard all this noise, I went up on the roof, and I was looking over, and there's a huge fire, and you just see the shadows of hundreds of people around the fire. I said, God, what's going on? They're burning up videshis or what? You know, it's a riot. You know, there's a riot. They're collecting all the videshis in Radhakund and burning them all up over there. I don't know what's going on. And I said, Haridas, when I first saw it, it was about 12 years ago or so. I said, Haridas, what is it? Come up here. Oh, that, you know. So then next year I went over there to see what the scene was, you know. They throw firecrackers in there. It's like really wild. It's like what we call Halloween or something like that. And then so then the next day, so Holika, on the night before Gaur Purnima, Holika is burned up. So the idea is all of our sins and all negativity and everything is represented by this Holika, the sister of Hiranyakashipu, and we've consumed her, we've burned her up and purified her in the fire. And next day we celebrate life. We celebrate. So all the villagers, they celebrate by throwing colors and squirting each other. Oh, now you know, sin personified has been destroyed last night in the fire. Now we're all pure and we're all happy and they're just throwing colors. So that's what I understand. That it has something, has Puranic history, why they celebrate Holi. It's a celebration of the victory of good over evil and of virtue over vice. I mean, punya over sin, or good behavior over, you know, proper religious behavior over sinful behavior. And the next day they throw colors to celebrate the joy of spring and the happiness of being pure. Because when one is free from all sinful qualities and all sinful tendencies, then he actually feels the natural happiness. Because the Atma by nature is joyful. That is the nature of the Anandamaya Abhyasat. There's a certain degree of Anand in every jiva. But what's covering that Anand is different layers of anarthas and aparads and sins from this life and prior lives and different stages also. So we can't actually perceive the primordial nature of the Atma, which is happy. A certain joy is there. So the whole process of bhakti is to purify and throw out all the holika-like demoniac qualities and personalities from our memories. There's many demoniac personalities in our memory, and most of those personalities are memories of prior incarnations of ourselves. Our previous births, they take shelter in our mind as sanskaras. And then they come and haunt us as various negative personalities, but are actually created by our own stockpile of karma. And sometimes they manifest as real people in our world, and then they come into our next life. So all those bodies, like Brahma, Lord Brahma, at least one Brahma, there's so many thousands and millions of Brahmas, but one Brahma at one particular time during creation, one Brahma created this lady, his daughter. Her name was Vak. I think her name was Vak, V-A-K. And then he became sexually attracted to his daughter, and he wanted to chase her. And there were some sages there, or the four Kumaras maybe, I think even his sons. The four Kumaras were Manasaputra. They're produced from the mind of Brahma. And they told him, or some other sages, they said, "What this is wrong. What are you doing? This is not right. You're the father. You should not chase your daughter. This is a wrong thing, you know, to enjoy." So then it says in the Bhagavatam, it says that Abhiman Tyaga. Tyaga Abhiman. It's in, it's third canto, Bhagavatam. Brahmaji, he threw off that mental body. He threw off that mentality. He rejected that. So that was a body. That was a body of bad thoughts. It was like the bad thoughts were like a body. So he threw off that conception. That Abhiman means self-conception or self-identity, Abhiman. And he said, "This is bad." He just threw it away. So that's that bad, all that badness in us, it's like Holika. It's like, is that body, all that body. So this burning up of Holika represents the burning up of all the negative bodies within our own consciousness. So I'm sure there's a lot more to discover about Holi, but that's what I understand from living here and observing things from a distance as a foreigner. But I haven't read much, frankly speaking. I know most about Holi from the sacred books of ours, describing it as a blissful leela, and certainly wonderful to meditate on and sing about. There's many nice Bengali bhajans about Holi.